You know, the popularity of shooting ranges has seen major growth over the past couple of years. And we have taken your health on the road this summer. And one of the coolest places we've been to is the Granite State Indoor Range and Gun Shop in Hudson. Health contributor Jerry Blaze was with me, and we both said nearly simultaneously, this place is amazing. And to say that was a complete understatement. It's, you know, a top-notch facility with some of the most knowledgeable instructors, everything a first-time shooter like myself would want. Now, joining me this morning is Jerry Blaze, Matt Bishop, marketing manager of Granite State Indoor Shooting Range, and instructor Derek Puzangera. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're good. How are you?
Good. You know, okay, first I want to say there's so much more to the sport of shooting than I could ever have imagined. You know, it's not as easy as it looks or it sounds. It's extremely physical and extremely mental. Matt, like, first off, tell us a little bit about your facility. And is this is a family-run business, correct?
It is, yeah. So we are Grant State Indoor Range and Gun Shop. We're located in Hudson, New Hampshire. My father started this in 2014. So we have 15 shooting lanes, a full pro shop, and a large variety of classes, both shooting and non-shooting.
Now, have you seen memberships increase? You know, I know it started a lot during the pandemic. You know, a lot of people were looking for things that they could do on their own or just with family. Have you seen a large percentage of new people joining?
Yeah, the last 2 years have been pretty crazy. I think it was close to 15 million new firearm owners.
Wow.
So with that, we have seen a pretty large increase of memberships.
You know, like when we first walked into the facility, I had never held a gun. I've obviously seen one, but never up close. I really did not know what to expect. And Jerry, who was in the military, he was a U.S. Marine. It's been nearly 30 years for him. Jerry, you know, the shooting activities have increased for various reasons. Looking at this sport and looking at this facility, what was your first impression when you walked in?
The minute we walked in, was super impressed with how professional the place was. It's very well set up. I was so excited to get going. It had been so long since I've been able to use it or fire a weapon, and I was so super excited for you. I was anxious to see how you reacted because you never touched a weapon before.
You know, Matt, you set us up with Derek, you know, and this man was just amazing. He was knowledgeable, consistent, patient, proficient. Like, the words I could use to describe him, I could just go on and on and on, you know. And the one thing I really noticed immediately was how competent the instructors are that you have. You know, as a business owner, you are, like, involved in this business. You must be just, that must be a very important assessment for people to recognize first off.
Yeah, we've been incredibly fortunate with our instructors. All of them are super great at what they do, and they truly do care about helping others feel more confident and safer around firearms. They're really all big into training. And believe it or not, Derek is our newest instructor, but he's become a big part of the business, and he truly practices what he preaches. He's out there all the time shooting on his own, getting better on his own.
Oh, completely.
And helping other people do it.
You know, I mean, he actually really sat down with Jerry and I and really talked to us. He talked about himself, about shooting, competing, you know, his time in military. Derek, good morning. How are you?
Hey. Good, you?
Good. So tell our listeners, like, a little bit about you, your time in the military, and really kind of how your passion for shooting got started.
Well, how it got started, I think I was like 8 years old at summer camp. We had a firing range. We shot 22s. And when I was 8 years old, I won what we had called like the golden bullet because I got the highest score in my age group, and I was hooked ever since then. And then made like a natural progression into the Marine Corps, and then I was a 0331 machine gunner, brought a Bravo 125 in Londonderry. I went to Afghanistan in 2011 as a machine gunner, did a lot of QRF, did a lot of EOD escort. So like when the guys, the bomb techs would go out and have to get rid of the all the IEDs, we'd be their security detail. And really the military taught me that there's really just two kinds of people. There's assets and liabilities.
Yes, that's
and,
very true.
So I just kind of make it my mission to be an asset and show up for my team, my squad. And now that I'm a civilian, you know, nothing changes. I show up for my friends, my family, my community. I want to help people be more confident in knowing how to protect themselves.
I mean, your passion for shooting and for gun safety, I mean, it's so noticeable. You know, this isn't just picking up a gun and shooting. So, I mean, how do you help new people like myself or Jerry, who's kind of picking up a gun for the first time in 30 years, really relate to this sport? I mean, for us, you kind of took us down like the working out kind of avenue and tried to make us kind of make those connections. Do you do that with all your clients?
Yeah, I every time I meet with somebody, I try to get a little bit of background, and then I use that to try and relate the material some way they can understand. Like you mentioned that I put it in terms of fitness. You know, shooting is a process. Shooting is a perishable skill. It takes practice and work. And you have to work on those micro details in order to get to those big moments. Just like when you guys work out, you do all the accessory work to get those big lifts. There's no difference. You know, people need to start treating shooting as a sport. That it's just a mastery of the fundamentals and really approaching shooting the same way every time and doing the same process to be successful. There's no difference.
You know, I mean, the first step that you, for Jerry and I, was kind of the basic instruction. And Jerry, what stood out with you and how Derek kind of, like, showed us what to do? I mean, because there's a lot. There's the stance. There's the arm positions. There's a lot of coordination that you really need.
Yeah, I was really impressed with how Derek explained the importance. And it's so important to understand the kinetic energy that you're using, you know, while you're holding that weapon, you know, diverting a certain amount of pressure on one side or the other, and fixating on the not just the target, but the everything all in one. He's so passionate about it, and you can see it in his eyes. He was like loving it. And I mean, when I train clients myself, I try to do the same thing. I try to exude a lot of enthusiasm, and that's what Derek was doing.
You know, like, while this is a sport, I mean, we all know that, you know, guns are obviously a deadly weapon. Derek, like, how does this change your approach to, like, teaching things? Like, what is the most important thing you want to remind new clients or members at your facility?
Well, we always, before we start every class or every lesson, I always remind people of the safety, you know, trigger finger discipline and muzzle management. Don't point a weapon at anything you don't intend to kill or pay for. But I think that in our current social climate, that the media paints that picture for me, so we can focus more on the process of actually using the weapon more than the dangers. I'm going to let the rest of the world do that for me, and I want to make it for people.
Matt, you know, are you seeing more women taking this up? You know, like, you got to think, like, there's obviously the personal, you know, the aspect of personal safety. Are more people curious about this? Is that driving a lot of the new membership?
Yeah, we've had, out of all the new gun owners the past 2 years, about 40% of them are women, which is absolutely amazing. I think it's one of the biggest group upticks, so we love to see that, and we have seen that in store and on the range.
Now, Jerry, I want to throw this kind of back to you. You know, what was your biggest takeaway with this whole, you know, your health, we're taking it on the road, and we, you know, I mean, it was just the coolest thing. Like, what was your biggest takeaway?
Oh, man. I was, it was so, I think it's something everyone should try. I think it's so empowering, and so you feel so good holding that weapon and feeling in control and knowing that you're in control of it. And I mean, it's no wonder that more women have gotten more into this as well. I mean, my takeaway from it was, wow. I mean, I want to do this again. I can't wait till the next time. You know, it brought back everything from being in the military, because like Derek had explained earlier when we were getting basic instruction, he said that, you know, the Marine Corps teaches us a certain way to stand for stance and gripping the gun and all that, and he wanted to present us other ways of looking about it other than that, a better, more efficient way. So I was so excited. I was also so amped up for like a week after we were there. I want to go back as soon as possible.
You know, the sport of shooting in itself is pretty big. You know, it's a sport many people might not think of. You know, I really want to thank all three of you for joining me this morning. You know, Matt, like, tell us one more time, like, what you offer at your gun range.
Yes, we offer everything. We're open to the public, and we also have memberships that have quite a bit of benefits. We have two separate lanes, so we've got 5 lanes on one side and then 10 lanes on the other side. So you could book a private lane if you would like. And then, again, we've got all kinds of different classes, everything from non-shooting to shooting. We have private lessons. Pretty much anything you could ever want out of a gun range and a shooting range. So, yeah, we got it all.
You know, there's really so much more to talk about and touch on. We want to bring all three of you back again one more time and, you know, talk about the physical aspects and the important rules of shooting a gun and just the fun that people can have and the competitive nature of it. So thank you guys so much. We will put all of your information on the website, on our social media. And, you know, if anybody wants to listen to the segment one more time, it can be found on the on-demand section of our website. So thank you guys so much for joining me this morning.
Awesome. Thank you. And if
so
you're
much.
Okay with it,
great.
We'd actually like to offer your listeners 20% off of all training, including private lessons.
Oh,
they
goodness.
They have to use the code PULSE, P-U-L-S-E. And they can find it online. Just type in the code, and it's automatic 20% off.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. That is fantastic. And we will certainly...
Thank you so much for that. Yep.
Yeah, we'll post that, and we'll put that on Twitter and let everybody know. Thank you guys so much, and we'll talk to
awesome.
You again
thank
very
you.
Soon. Thank you.
Yeah, see you soon. Thank
All
you.
Right, talk soon. Thank you so much.